Staff Sergeant Bryce Tarswell is the commanding officer of the High Prairie Detachment of the RCMP. He joins us on the line today. Staff Sergeant, thank you very much for joining us. New rules are coming into effect on September the 1st in the sense that motorists need to slow to 60 going by even roadside workers in addition to emergency vehicles. Comments, please, on the fact that those new rules are going to be in effect.
I am in agreement with those 100%. I think they've been a long time coming, but I think they're absolutely important for our highways because those roadside workers, along with all the other first responders and everything, they deserve to feel safe when they're out working on the roads.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Staff Sergeant, how much is this new rule or the addition to the rules in effect due?
Oh, I think it's long overdue. I drive the highways, you know, with work and in my personal vehicle, and I think it's just common sense that when there's people working on the road, nobody's in that much of a hurry, and we should give them the respect they deserve while they're working on the roads. Like I said, whether it's road workers or emergency vehicles, just take the time. Nothing is that urgent that we can't give them that at, you know, at the most 60 kilometers. I'm one who will even slow down a bit more.
In your words here, Staff Sergeant, how much tolerance will there be from the RCMP when it concerns this rule just coming into effect now?
I think everybody's going to be a little different. I think there's going to be that initial education side of it where it is a new rule coming in. So I would anticipate for the first little bit, there's going to be the education side before it becomes, you know, maybe a ticket and that kind of thing, because it is going to be new legislation that's coming into effect.
Is the bottom line, in your words, just paying attention to the safety aspect of the scenario?
It really is, and this is driving in general. You have to be aware of what's going on and just paying attention. You said it best, paying attention to what you're kind of dealt with on the highway. I mean, September 1st, this comes in. We're going to have stuff for the winter, so it's going to be leading into the winter months. So, you know, people really have to be aware of everything that's going on, not only within their vehicle, but what's going on the roads and surroundings.
Do you think this might be a little bit overwhelming, especially from an RCMP point of view? I mean, September the 1st, as I say, you've got the slow to 60 rule. September the 5th, you've got the back to school. The winter is right around the corner with the temperature and the weather kind of going south for the winter, as it were. Is this going to be a little bit overwhelming for everybody, do you think?
I don't think so, because, of course, we already have the school bus laws in play, so those shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. When I am on the highway, you know, it is very reassuring. A lot of the time I do see people slow down, so I don't think it's going to be anything out of the ordinary for them. But of course, it's just like I said, the new legislation with some, I think the fine for this is $243 and three demerits if you don't slow to 60. Past workers or emergency vehicles or flashing lights on the highway. So I think people are doing it already, so I don't think it should be a big deal.
I think that will work just fine. Staff Sergeant Bryce Tarswell is the commanding officer of the High Prairie RCMP. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.